5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
This is a fly spot.
Now, here comes the music.
Something more befitting a man of your education.
Get the situation under control, gentlemen.
And now, from an undisclosed location for good reason, it's the Midlife Crisis Show, starring Elliot Kleiner and Peter Applebaum, recorded live and unscripted, but then carefully edited. Ladies and gentlemen that are joining us for the first time just now, you have come into the program in the middle of Peter's inaugural Tinkle story. The Midlife Crisis Show. Welcome. Brought to you by TickYes, Interactive Investor, Quick Print Balloons, and From Night Event.
And we're in the market for as many sponsors as
it would be nice to have one that actually paid money. We don't want to hold out for too much, but we are here. What we are here to do is to discuss that which vexes you in Generation X. And when I say you, I don't mean you, I mean us.
That's correct. But you're always welcome to call and participate, because let's face it, we certainly don't have enough material to go for more than about 5 hours.
With or without Tinkle stories.
That's right. And awkward pauses, which brings genetic. Us to the topic of the day.
The topic of the day, that ... women are smarter than men.
No, actually, with all due respect, love and friendship, the topic is that men are smarter than women.
Have we started to argue already?
I certainly have.
Not even with a microphone in front of a woman, there's an argument.
That's right.
If a man argues in the forest and there's no woman there to hear him, is he still wrong?
Look, if a woman is involved, the man is certainly wrong. But my contention is I think we should take back the initiative. There's too much of this politically correct, women are smarter than men stuff, which, just as an aside, they probably are. So we're actually brainstorming this to see if we can come up with some ideas.
I was hoping you were going to say that, because it sounded very much for a moment like you'd already conceded.
No, not at all. I think where there is life, there is hope, Elliot. There's certainly many initiatives we can and should take, and I think over the next hour, or should I say 56 and a half minutes, we'll come up with many of them. None of which will be practical, none of which can be implemented, but all of which should be interesting and worth discussion.
And we will probably be wrong.
Look, according to you and I, we'll be absolutely correct. But according to any woman who's listening, watching, getting annoyed, we'll be wrong. But hey, that's what makes the Midlife Crisis Show that much more compelling.
Why are men smarter than women?
I just have one word. That one word is empires.
Okay.
How many women have created any type of empires?
You know, there may be facts out there that we're not aware of. This is what we're going to have to rely on some of our callers for. Fill in the blanks. Have women created empires? Is this the measure, or are there other measures? I know that women have been fighting for equal everything. Equal pay, equal standing, equal position in the community, equal respect. And I also know that there are many women who are more equal than others.
Well, certainly our respective spouses are certainly the first of them. I don't know what that means. I always like the same.
All right, we're off to a good start.
Well, I think so. Is that an hour yet?
No, but we're not. We're rolling. We're rolling. There is material forthcoming. TheMidlifeCrisisShow.com. Register your interest or dismay. Let's go to a song. Somebody's bound to call.